I'd just like to offer a few comments upon a passage in John. I'll come up here so you can see me. In John chapter 20. Have you noticed that today it was almost in layout like the carol service? People coming up, reading, singing a hymn, a reading, a hymn, a reading, and so on. And of course, in December, we focus upon that wonderful occasion when God himself became a human being to bring about our salvation. And the Old Testament is looking forward to that event, and the New Testament proclaims that event has come. Well, the same can also be said of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Old Testament prophets were looking forward to that time in the future when somehow God would find a way to reconcile us to him without compromising his high and righteous standards. And without just condemning us all to a dark eternity. And he solved that by himself becoming a man, becoming the sin bearer, and then rising again from the dead. Thus we can have readings from Genesis and throughout the Old Testament, all looking forward to this event. Well, in John chapter 20, we have one of the resurrection appearances of our Lord to Mary. I'll read from verse 11. So he has risen from the dead, but Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. A famous passage which I imagine the world over is being read in churches and chapels like our own. But I have a question. On Good Friday, my question was, why did the soldiers want and divide up the Lord's clothes when he hung upon the cross? My question today is, why did Mary not recognize him? It seems rather odd, don't you agree? She has been following him around for 2 or 3 years. He is very precious to her, so precious that she goes to the tomb. She is grieving at his loss. And yet when he appears to her, she thinks he's a gardener. Why did she not recognize him? Well, one answer, of course, might be she was overcome by grief. Grief and mourning can utterly alter our way of thinking, our way of seeing, our way of hearing, our way of responding. We don't know much about Mary's background. People have speculated, but I think it's fair to say she hadn't had a good life. But she found in Jesus Christ one who loved her. He didn't just love her because of what she could give him back. He loved her unconditionally. Perhaps she thought him the only man who ever had, and now he has been taken. Here is a man who taught, and unlike some of the religious leaders of his day, he wasn't a hypocrite. They were to a penny, and I think they still are. But here is a rabbi who practices that which he preaches. And the religious leadership and the Roman authorities killed him off. I think Mary is heartbroken. But I also think that is the reason he came to her. You see, he heals the heartbroken. And embraces them. So she is grieving, and perhaps she didn't quite recognize the voice. Perhaps she was shocked by the angelic speakers in the tomb. It certainly is not what she was expecting. But then we get that with the resurrection. We all expect to die. I was talking to someone the other day, and they were saying, they said, well, when my time comes, and it took me a little while to work out what they meant was, when I die. You see, we take it for granted that we have so many days or months or years or decades, and then our time is up, and then that is the end. But the resurrection of Jesus Christ demonstrates, if it needs demonstrating, death is not the end. You will live forever regardless. You will outlive your body. If you've moved house, you understand that you can live away from that particular house. You will live on outside of this body. But those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ will go to live to be with him. And that's the important difference there. It might be that his disappearance from the tomb and the angelic message has kind of upset her understanding of what should happen. People live, people die, that's the end. In fact, people live, this man died, this man is no longer in the tomb. She attributes it to human causes. She thinks the gardener has carried him off. That does not sound like a very logical explanation to me, but then I don't think logic is at the forefront of her mind. She went to pay her respects, I think, at the tomb, and he is not there, and she thinks that some functionary of the local council has meddled. She might also, of course, be characterized by unbelief. We're told in verse 9, before my passage began, of the disciples, for as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Of course, those Jewish men knew the scriptures very well. The issue is, did they believe them? Jesus has said on numerous occasions during his life, the Son of Man will be handed over and betrayed, he will die and he will rise again from the dead. Did they forget that? Well, we forget his words, don't we? How many of us have sometimes, occasionally felt that the Lord has left us? But he said, I'll never leave you. We have to remind ourselves of what he said. Perhaps some of us are afraid of dying. Did he not say, I go to prepare a place for you? The disciples, like we ourselves, have heard his words, but we tend to forget them. I think Mary perhaps forgot what he had already told her. The very possibility of him rising does not appear to have occurred to her in this passage at this time. Furthermore, we know that back in Psalm 16 and verse 10, there is a prophecy, a veiled one, no doubt, a prophecy that the Messiah, the Holy One, will not decay in the tomb like everybody else. Perhaps it was unbelief which persuaded her not to recognize him. And yet, in one respect, she did see him. She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Now, it might be she never turned to see him. You know, there is a seeing, and there is a seeing. There is a believing, and there is a believing. I think I've come across people who believe Jesus existed. They believe he died upon the cross. They might even say he died for sin. And they would say, and he rose again 3 days later. But it kind of makes no difference to their life. So in one respect, they believe it, but they kind of don't. Here, Mary is having a conversation with him, but she kind of isn't. And it's my hope from this 200-year-old pulpit that people who come to hear are not merely made aware of Jesus Christ, that their heads are not simply filled with knowledge of him. So if we gave a test after a sermon, I won't. A multiple choice, tick, tick, and your score goes up. That is not the aim. The aim is that you won't just know about him, but that you will know him. That you won't just see him. You will behold him. Mary is having a conversation with the very one she claims to be looking for. Might it be she is still seeking a dead Jesus Christ? We don't have crucifixes in this church. There is a cross up yonder. There is no statue attached to it. There are a number of reasons for that. Statues tend to attract worship. The very opposite of what the scriptures teach. But the Lord Jesus, whom we proclaim here, is not still on that cross. He said, it is finished. The work was done. The cross is empty. The tomb is empty. For our Saviour lives. But poor Mary is still seeking a corpse and a dead body. In fact, he is alive. Well, let me ask another question. If they might be the reasons why she didn't recognize him, how did she recognize him? He spoke to her. He spoke to her. It might be that when the Lord Jesus rose from the dead, he somehow looked different. I don't know why, but Clopas and his friend on the way to Emmaus, they had a long conversation with him and didn't recognize him. And I think, did it not occur to them to look see who they were talking to. It might be in a way that their eyes were veiled. And there is a sense in which we are all naturally in a state of ignorance of God. The gospel of Jesus Christ is not communicated by fine-sounding arguments and eloquent sermons. It is God speaking into our ignorance. That is how it happens. And when Peter confesses the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus said, "My Father in heaven has revealed this to you." He didn't sit down and work it out for himself. God revealed himself. And here the Lord Jesus speaks to her. And she understands it. And there might be much of the Bible you don't get. Much of theology you cannot comprehend. But the Lord Jesus Christ, who spoke to Mary that morning, is still in the business of speaking to people today. Every day, people on this planet turn to him and say they're sorry for what they've done wrong and ask him to forgive them and say they want to live for him. He calls them. And I wonder, might the risen Lord Jesus be calling you today? Perhaps you've been seeking a dead man while he's alive. Secondly, he calls her by name. He doesn't give her a number. He doesn't just say "you," like teachers do to the quiet kids. He calls her by name because he knows her. God knew you before you knew you. God knew you before your parents knew you were there. God knew you by name before they'd even chosen it. Jesus Christ continues to call, and he calls you by your name. He knows you. He loves you. He desires you. I'm not entirely sure why she didn't recognize him, but we are given clues. But the point upon which to conclude is, she didn't recognize him at the beginning, but she did at the end. It doesn't matter if you've been an utter pagan, an atheist, an agnostic. For 70 years of your life. But if now you hear him and you desire him and you seek him, the risen Lord Jesus will come into you and sup with you and you with him. And one day the risen Lord Jesus will welcome you to his home. May God bless you this Resurrection Sunday.